He extended a single finger and touched her under the chin as he said it. Marthe de Florian, it's the perfect name for you. She curled her lips and smiled. The café was sumptuous and elegant. It delighted her that Charles thought its name also suited her.
Do you like it?
He asked. Who knew it would be so easy to lose my name and start again with a new one? He leaned back into the deep blush of the banquette and took out his pipe. She watched as he placed the mouthpiece between his lips and deftly lit the chamber. His movements were elegant and self-assured. She observed him, a student receiving a silent education. He closed his eyes briefly, and a plume of blue smoke wafted into the air. She could see how her new name combined with the tobacco filled him with a sense of satisfaction. And from the moment she shedded her real name, a wonderful sense of weightlessness washed over her. Marthe de Florian evoked beauty and infinite possibility. She welcomed her new name and the anticipation of a new life. How wonderful it would be to have this opportunity to erase the past and the memories of her childhood with its dark, cramped rooms. She would act as an artist and brush over the canvas of her previous existence. Her mother's face with its dusty skin and tired eyes. The baskets with other people's clothes that needed washing. The one window that looked onto an alley with broken furniture and garbage. For her, now there would be no more cold rooms, empty larder, or landlords threatening eviction. Never again would she have to wear dresses that needed mending or shoes soaked through in the rain. She would now only cultivate pleasure, and she would offer it to others. And she would live splendidly amidst it, like those other girls she knew who had accepted the care of wealthy benefactors. Women who were kept as secretly and as luxuriantly as hidden jewels. She turned to Charles and batted her eyelashes. As her hand brushed against his cheek, through the veil of his pipe smoke, she saw his eyes glimmer as she touched him. They were to have an arrangement. He could keep her. She could see it etched into his expression, and she interpreted his smile as the seal.